It's one of my favorite things. And I think it involves a little bit of both if we're talking about the spectrum of pleasure and pain, both in the process and in the content, I guess. As much as maybe at times songwriting has been therapeutic for me in a way, it has ultimately become something that I take great pleasure doing.
When did you start writing songs? Were you real little? Were you writing poetry? Were you writing songs? Did one evolve into the other?
I started writing stories and poems first when I was very young. And the first time I tried to write a song was when I was 17. I started young, and I started backwards. I didn't learn anyone else's songs before I started writing my own, which now I'm learning how to go backwards and learn everyone else's songs and then write my own.
So what was your first song?
Oh man, what was my first song? I think it was a song called Long Road. So there are a few people in this town who will remember that song.
You recorded it or you performed it too?
I performed it with friends, my friend Dan Hubbard and another friend of ours, Felipe, played saxophone. This was back in high school.
So do you have a recording of it anywhere?
Man, I don't even know. I don't know. I don't think so.
No, you want to forget about that one?
No, that was the beginning.
That's really cool.
That was the beginning.
I don't want to ask you what your favorite song is that you've written, because nobody likes that. These are all your babies. I get that. I'm sure that's what you'll say. But is there a song you're particularly proud of? Is there a song that you've written or a couple of songs that you've written that maybe have a great backstory to them or a real unusual way they even came to be?
That's a great question. So I sort of, by answering that question, I'm going to answer your first question as well. You know, what was your first song? So I wrote a song when I was 22 years old, and I ended up performing that song at my mother's funeral. So that was a unique stage.
Mm. What did you write it for the funeral?
I had been writing it beforehand, and it then turned into a song. It took a turn when my mother passed away, and it became a bigger piece, and it was about my mother. But I kind of consider that my first real song.
Well, one night it was too early or late. Time followed behind us as if to mark our fate. Knowing how long we had both tried to wait before spending this last moment we would share.
That set a new standard for me. Something happened with that song where it was my new standard to match.
What's your favorite song that you didn't write?
My favorite song that I didn't write. You know, I've been thinking a lot about that question because I'm in the process of learning tons of covers right now just to stretch my imagination. One of my favorite songs right now is Visions of Joanna by Bob Dylan. Another one is this song called Cucurucucu Paloma. It's a Mexican song. There's a version by Caetano Veloso, Brazilian mm-hmm. singer-songwriter, and it just kills my heart.
You like Brazilian music?
I do, but it's
because that spans the spectrum so much. People think bossa nova or sambas, but man, there's some great Brazilian rock music and soul music. And
yeah, there's a lot of cool kind of underground stuff, and I'm just getting into it now. So my knowledge of it isn't that great yet, but it's kind of stretching my imagination.
So you started writing your own songs before you learned other people's songs, which is usually backwards from the way it is.
Yeah.
Why are you going into it? Why are you learning new songs? Why are you learning other people's songs now?
Well, I think we as songwriters, artists, we get into certain patterns, certain comfort zones, and I really want to push my ability right now. I think that I have some really good songs in the works, It's one of the reasons I'm home right now, is to take a minute outside of New York City and focus and kind of listen to what's going on inside myself. And I really want to stretch my ability and stretch my comfort zone.
You know, you're getting to one of my questions I was going to ask, I guess. Nick Africano is who we're talking to, by the way. This is GLT Sound Ideas. I'm John Norton. You moved to New York City in what year?
It was 2008.
Okay. Is there a difference in your songs that you've written here in Central Illinois and those once you moved to New York City? Do you write about different things? Do you think about things differently? Or do you just bump into other artists and songwriters and that changes how you view things?
I don't know if it's that I write differently there or anywhere, but having lived there for so long has inspired me to get better at what I do, because you're around a lot of people who bring their best every day. And you go to a club and you listen to just a random singer-songwriter you've never met, and you know, they blow your mind. And that can happen anywhere. It's just the sheer volume of that city. You're around it, and it makes you want to bring your A game. And you know, thematically, I think that there, you know, thematically, you kind of inevitably are affected by the energy of New York City, for better or for worse. Sometimes it's just distraction. Sometimes it's kind of an overload, but it ends up in my songs somehow.
Have you risen to the challenge?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's definitely made me better.
Give me an example.
I tell you who I've run into is singers in New York and recently in Nashville. And not even necessarily that they have a big name, right? But you show up and you hear someone sing who's a man or a woman, and you think, oh, wow, they're really singing. They're not just using their voice as a means to tell people their lyrics. They're really singing a melody in a song, and there's a quality to their voice that they have worked on, or maybe they just have it. You know, that has been inspiring to me.
In a number of interviews that I've read with you, a lot of people ask you about advice you would give to people breaking into songwriting. And your general answer has been, write songs, just keep writing. Can you stress how important that is when you want to really make it in the business, that you've got to have your own songs?
Well, let me answer. I think that's two parts.
Yeah.
I think if you want to write songs and perform songs, write, perform, keep improving, you know? And I have to tell myself that every day as well. You know, there's no way to get better in front of people unless you're in front of people. And there's no way to get better writing unless you're writing and reading and soaking language in. But I don't necessarily think, you know, to have a career or to do what you want to do within the music world, you don't have to sing and write your own songs. A lot of people are writing for other people or singing other people's songs and have a lovely career doing that. But if you are a singer-songwriter or you're interested in writing your own material, I think you have to always write another song. Hold yourself to higher standards all the time and keep changing.
Well, Nick Africano, it's nice to meet you in person. See, you brought your guitar with you.
That's true.
Can we talk you into probably playing a song since you brought your guitar up?
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you have on your mind?
I'll play you a new song.
Something nobody's ever heard?
It's a song that's not recorded. Maybe I've played it once in town. But yeah, so not many people have ever heard it.
Okay. What's it called?
This one doesn't have a name yet.
Not yet.
It's going to most likely be called Angels Walk With You.
On a new album that's coming out soon, maybe?
Hopefully, yeah.
Okay. All right, cool.
Sitting on a bridge over the water, you look down, you're too afraid to cross, feeling unready, well, dizzy, unsteady. Well, each step feels weighted with loss. Sometimes the bridge is bound to break, just when the distance seems too great to fall. Sometimes the only choice to make, well, is to to step out and risk it all. But don't be scared. It's gonna get brighter, man. I know it's dark. On a tight road, well, brother, you're losing hope. But there's fire beneath the ice, all the darkness ahead. Well, I know you're scared to death. And sometimes the dark is twice as bright. And sometimes the bridge is bound to break. Just when the distance seems too great. Sometimes the only choice to make, let's just step out and risk it all. Well, don't be, well, don't be scared, yeah. It's gonna get brighter, man, I know it's dark. With you, the angels will walk.